WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Senate Democrats appear united against the budget plan approved by House Republicans. They're pushing for a one-month extension of government funding, saying the GOP bill gives in too much to President Trump's demands. Hours after tariffs and retaliatory tariffs kicked in, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting with his counterparts from Canada and the EU at a summit in Canada. As the Department of Education layoffs continue, former Education Secretary John King Jr. says students will be hurt.
The truth is that 90% of the decisions that are made about K-12 education are made at the state and local level. And the role of the department historically has been to protect civil rights, to make sure that students with disabilities aren't discriminated against, to make sure that students aren't discriminated against based on race or gender.
He says improvement in the department is needed, but not the way it's being done. The EPA is looking to roll back dozens of environmental regulations, including rules limiting vehicle emissions and air pollution. This is ABC News. Former Department of Education employees are speaking out after the agency laid off more than 1,300 workers this week, many of them working on student loans and financial aid. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
1,300 people who thought they had secure government jobs finding themselves suddenly unemployed. The human cost of DOGE. Among them, Joseph Murphy, a longtime management and data analyst whose DOE job was terminated.
Not done anything else for a long, long time, and I'm 56 years old.
Finding himself
suddenly belched out into a job market that has been, at the very same time, severely constricted and also completely flooded.
Saying he doesn't disagree that the federal government needed some restructuring.
But how you do it really matters.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Vermont and Maryland, the latest states reporting cases of the measles. Oklahoma also reporting two new cases. Texas, the epicenter of this winter's outbreak. Hundreds of people there have gotten sick. Two have died, most of them unvaccinated. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are tracking a storm system that could bring showers, even a few thunder showers, late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Rain and eventually some rain changing to snow by Sunday. It's going to be windy too. But for now, sunshine today, 58. Tomorrow, we'll get to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Everyone is Irish for a week in one Northeast Wisconsin city. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. All the blarney as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on the next new Wisco weekend.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Those headphones are touchy down here. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to you. Not a bad looking Thursday. High of 40, but I have to be honest with you.
We're in Oshkosh. We drove down here this morning, and it was not raining, which was nice.
No, but you know what else was nice? Two things that were nice. The lights were on Butamore.
That's true. They were.
That helped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's the first time I saw that sign.
I did miss my first exit.
Did you?
I did. It come. You know what the problem is? They've got
close?
A sign. Yeah.
They are.
It's like it's. And I miss it. And I actually thought, okay, can I still swerve over? And I went, no, I'll just go. But I did miss my exit again.
Their warning signs are like, not warning signs, but whatever. Oshkosh 28 miles. Oshkosh 10. But then that's it.
I know.
It's like, I know.
And then there's one that says Oshkosh next 5 exits. Yeah, there is one because I see it every day on the way home. So.
Oh.
It's so easy to get here. You get off on 76.
No, I called Todd twice.
Yeah, twice.
Lisa gave it. I put it in my GPS thing this time.
Oh, I'm doing that.
It's kind of confusing down.
It is.
But here's the other deal, though. I just got to say this. It would have been a lot easier because my circadian rhythms are off.
Right.
Because the time, look how it looks like midnight out there.
I know.
It looks like midnight.
Although, getting lost downtown, I saw a lot. I went to the Grand.
Me too.
I went to the arena. There's just no traffic.
I went by Kolf Arena. I forgot how nice Kolf Arena is, where UW Oshkosh plays.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm getting to see a lot of this.
Little
city.
Tour. Little
God,
tour.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we got here on time. Todd liked that. So.
Oh, I was at Vintage Rose at 4:30 this morning.
You got to tell this story because that stuff looks absolutely incredible.
Tell me what it is again, Todd. We actually looked at the cover just to make sure.
Apple cinnamon strudel.
It's phenomenal. Wow. You're going to bring some to your mom.
Yeah, I will.
It is so delicious. It's incredible. Vintage Rose. I can't say enough good things about
place.
Those people and that place.
Yeah.
I was actually talking with somebody who's looking at joining our team yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said, you want to talk about the type of people we like to deal with? Go see Adam. Go see Kim. Go see Rose.
Yeah.
Those are the people that
we just
love it, you know?
Absolutely. Right off Shearing Road, actually Mid Valley Road. You take the Shearing exit, then Mid Valley Road right to the west.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. That's a great place. Great lunch.
Great. Yeah. But the apple cinnamon strudel is phenomenal. We got a big, big box of it right here. Hope you folks can stop in and get some of that. It's
we
one
don't
of those
need
places.
It.
So literally, don't go there because I stopped there yesterday to kind of order something for today. And I got to be honest with you. Don't go there hungry.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because you're looking at that case, and it's like, you know when you're that kid and your mom gave you a nickel? And
their display case is great.
What do I take? Yeah. Uh-huh. How do I spend this wisely?
Right.
You almost stock up for the week. I'm just
going to
say, like, you're like, oh, I'll get this for today, then I'll get that salad for then.
Right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And every time I've been there, there's been different things in that case. So it's not like every day.
Right.
Yeah.
No, they change it up. No, Those restaurants are just great because they're so unique. They change things, and their customer service is second.
What would you call that? Is it a bakery?
It's a bakery and sandwich shop.
That's where they go by bakery and sandwich shop. Okay.
Yep.
It's not for dinner. There's no, you know what I mean? It's just, what do they close at? 2:30?
No, I think something like that. Yeah.
It's great. So, yeah. Good for them. Anyway, that was fun. Thank you for bringing that. That's
good. Yeah, no problem.
We'll dive into that.
Pat, you got to have some.
Oh, I will. Right. Absolutely.
Like I said, that's not leaving Oshkosh.
We don't need to take
you
that.
You guys are
back.
Tearing into that.
I'll leave that for Lisa and
you know what
that'd
be phenomenal with, though? Would be like, like at camp, when you do the big eggs and the bacon and the sausage or whatever. Yeah. Having that along with it to kind of soak up the eggs and the yolk and everything, wouldn't that be delicious?
I think, Jim, you'll probably agree with me. Warm it up just a little bit and put some ice cream with it.
Oh, my God. It'd be unbelievable.
If I had a bell here, ding, 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 ding.
Who's back at the station?
Conrad, yeah.
Conrad, ring the bell. Well, come on, Conrad.
But
put down your golf simulator game on your phone and ring the bell.
Doesn't fit the diet.
We just got a text if you want to read it out on your screen there, Johnny.
So what John is saying is he needs a place with food as a landmark to find the studio.
There you
That's
go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could say no, but yeah. I'm terrible direction-wise. I'm horrific. I don't know why. You know, when I'm at a hotel, inevitably, when I step out, even though I've been to my room, when I step out of that elevator, I'm almost like a little discombobulated, like, which way do I go?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
No, it's not. I think people, a lot of people they can't find their way, but then you just got to find a landmark. Like this
said,
you got to find a restaurant. Like this McDonald's I stopped at.
Yeah.
What time that opens?
24 hours.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, I went there. I was just how impressed I was. The guy that waited on me was a high school kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He's probably got to go to work, go to school.
Was it a TV article? I saw it on a computer or whatever. I hate seeing the internet. That's an old guy saying, isn't it?
It is. On a computer.
Is that
on
a What do I say? It's not on my phone. Somebody did a story, I don't know if it was newspaper or TV, probably TV, about the Blackstone. But it's the only 24-hour restaurant left in Green Bay.
I saw that story.
Oh.
100 years in the stories that come out of that place. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the stories that come out of there.
I remember someone, Chuck Cecil.
Right.
Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
That could be a live broadcast.
Yes. Really?
Mm-hmm. Isn't Denny's 24 hours in
Green
Bay?
I don't know if Country Kitchen's still around, but I thought they really leaned into that 24-hour stuff. They don't, huh?
I don't think. I mean, that's
I know
the
that
story
there's no grocery stores that aren't 24 hours anymore because of COVID.
Were there ever?
Oh, sure. Festival is 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad I didn't know that at bar time.
Was not so much that.
I think they feel the same way in my house.
I want a bag of shrimp.
But at, I don't know, if you don't sleep through the night, that's a great time to shop. It was. But anyway, now it's 6 o'clock, they open up. So.
Got text here, Mayor of Door County to the Eagles. Terry, talk to me more about that, Terry. So it means Door County.
Well, we were talking about it. Who's going to the Eagles?
Oh, I was thinking he was, because I got about the basketball game, so I was thinking about, I thought you meant Southern Door basketball.
No.
They're Eagles.
Yeah.
Aren't they the Eagles, Southern Door?
I don't know. But the mayor of Door County is the Green Bay Packer.
AJ Dillon.
Yeah, who's going to the Eagles.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Can't blame
him. I thought at that party we were at that no matter what, they're committed to Green Bay.
They are. The Packers weren't as committed to him. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's the bottom line.
So he's going to the Eagles.
Yeah, okay, I'll be honest here. Once a running back gets those neck injuries, it can be tough from there on out.
But what a team.
Super Bowl champs. And,
and they think they're picked pretty high again.
Yeah, who's he going to be blocking for, Saquon Barkley. Yeah, that ain't a bad landing spot. That's pretty amazing. And Josh Myers moving on as well.
Yeah,
that was to be expected.
Yeah.
He lived in our building right above our studio.
He was on a show a number of times.
Oh. You know what's the best thing about him leaving? Two things. Or not leaving. I don't mean that. Josh Myers, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. He waited on the show. I'm just saying that. Two of the best things about him having lived there right above our studio, the crutches that he left that Todd gave me.
Right.
Thank God he did that.
But it was just so funny. When I looked at him at one day, when I moved him in the closet or whatever, the like where you would put your arm under your armpit was above at my head. Hey, Todd. So Todd had to try to adjust those for me.
I went all the way down.
Didn't know they would go down. Oh, man. And then the other thing, he left, he had a cooler in his thing or his freezer, and he left a bunch of tenderloins. And I got
them.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that you just went up there and got them, or somebody
the
got
them?
The
manager of the place said, hey, we got to get rid of these. He doesn't want to take them. I'll take them.
Mm.
They were nice.
She didn't call me. Yeah, that's great.
Just saying.
Good. Well, I think she understands Mino and is right. needy of that stuff. Jim, you could handle that yourself.
A step away from your place, Jim. I'm not even joking, though. I'm not even joking about this, and I'm not saying this in a bad way. Your people have zero complaints about what they get fed. You talk about a homeless shelter, and I'm always expecting, like, Campbell soup, chicken noodle soup, and some, you know, Ritz crackers. That catfish was amazing. That chicken your guy was, you have an actual chef. It's not just whatever.
Oh, actually, he did the pork chops
even
that
tomato
made last
soup
night.
And the, yeah. and the, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a chef.
Well, a lot of that stuff is volunteered, but he helps the people.
But
when
he right.
oversees
and
it
I
to make sure we're
doing
all the
seasoning.
Right,
he does all the breading for the catfish.
Right.
Those muffins he made, those
yeah,
biscuits.
Yeah, those are good too. He's a good baker.
Wow.
But I want to say we really believe in that whole, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that people need to be safe, and we have that, right? There's no drinking, it's safe, there's no fights, there's no police calls. They have to have a safe environment. The next thing they have to have is nutrition and food. Then they can start working on decision-making and other things. But we do that food right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, a couple texts there. Blackstone is the only locally owned 24-hour place. So maybe Denny's still is, you know, corporate
right,
type thing.
Right.
They're corporately owned. Okay, so that's not the only 24-hour in Green
right.
Bay, but it's the only locally owned. That makes sense.
I didn't even know Denny's was... Is Denny's still on Oneida?
Yeah.
That one?
Right.
Good accent. Two big regional boys basketball games tonight, hosted by Southwest and Bayport. Brian, what are the games? Can you tell us what the games are, Brian? You know what I was... I remember one time I was in Denny's... Excuse me. And All-Star Wrestling was in town. And Vince McMahon was in there with two of his wrestlers. Right. Yeah.
That's cool.
I said hello to him and everything. Yeah. He was cool. But it's just funny, you know, just like you and I, it was fun. You know what I thought was the most fun about the wrestling thing we did last week? I mean, it's fun being on the thing and, you know, announcing and everything. But backstage, watching these guys get ready and kind of practice some of their moves and kind of, you know, talking about strategy and different things. I thought that was cool.
And they didn't have an attitude with us being back there.
They were awesome.
Sometimes it's like, you know, because it's pretty
they wanted
obvious.
Us to eat. They
right.
had a big buffet.
Pretty obvious we're not wrestling.
Wrestlers.
And they were super nice to us.
Super nice.
Yeah, I thought that was
every
cool.
one
that
of them.
That was a lot of fun.
That is a good bunch of people. I mean, you want to talk about different organizations. That local pro wrestling is actually a really great group of people.
And like I said to you, I was surprised how many kids were there.
Yeah.
It just wasn't... That was like a family event, and 300 people. It was sold out. That was great.
Okay, take a look at this. Funny, Myers signs with the Jets for 3.5.
Oh, the Jets.
He did sign with the Jets. 3.5 million. Packers signed Banks from San Francisco, 4 years, $77 million. Yeah, is that say? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tonight, Kakana versus Kimberly at Bayport. Kakana has one of the best players in the state. This kid is special. He's going to be going to Green Bay. And if you get a chance to watch that one, folks. And then, okay, Bondwell against Southern Door at Southwest. Bondwell has, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Brian, or who's sending this in, but doesn't Bondwell have one of the leading scorers in the state? And Southern Door has one of the all-time leading scorers in the state.
Wow.
So in those two games tonight, two of the leading, three of the best scorers in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing to be held right in this area. All right, we got a big show. We are coming your way from our WISS studios in downtown Oshkosh. We both got here. We beat Jim and I. We're both waiting outside for Lisa and Todd to show
open the door.
Up.
Oh, look at her. Look at you.
Place was dark. Place was dark. Ring the doorbell.
That was a dark look. Speaking of dark. Okay, we got to send her a quick break here. Things just got uncomfortable. Have some strudel, Lisa. I brought it for
lighten
you.
Lighten up. Have
back
some strudel.
After this. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton. Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the leadership of Trisha Zunker. This history maker from the Wausau area is the first Native American woman to run for Congress. Zunker is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and has served as a justice on its Supreme Court, leading the fight for health care and the rights of indigenous communities. She's also a teacher and former president of the Wausau School Board. She believes in standing up for students and teachers, promoting inclusivity and equity in education. Zunker's campaign for Congress and advocacy for our community inspires women of every background. She is a reminder for all people to pursue leadership roles to make your voices heard. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Maggie Dawn.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor coming your way from WISS in our Oshkosh studios in beautiful downtown Oshkosh. I will say this. I know it's pretty dark out there now, but one of the My favorite things, literally driving here. I know we've talked about this ad nauseum, but I love the really, really old buildings that are still being used in downtown Oshkosh.
Right. Oh, yeah. The Grand, especially downtown.
Oh, they've really outstanding.
Spent a lot of money to preserve those.
Yeah, I mean, I know great. That when they shot the movie down here, Public Enemy, you know, they used some shots of different things.
Yeah.
But there are so many, you know, just in my mind, I'm thinking you could do a scene right here, right across the street here with these buildings.
Then we talked to that guy right above us. Put those condos.
Oh, those condos. I want to see those.
Yeah, me too.
Supposed to be really cool. Mm-hmm. Aaron was telling us about that. We got a big show for you, Dr. Ryan Ames Insight Eye Care coming in. Hopefully, he'll take my $1.25 glasses and smash them and find me a way to get something better.
I was kind of upset with myself because I was going to bring in your
bling. You should be upset with yourself on a regular basis.
I wanted to bring in your bling glasses, and I totally forgot to do that, Jim. I totally forgot to bring in the little
That's the only pair of glasses I've never lost.
He's going to tell you to spend a little bit more money on eyewear. I think. I don't know. He's the doctor.
Yeah, the Dollar Tree probably isn't.
No.
Like I said, they're up to $1.25.
That's true.
Okay, you know what I bought at the Dollar Tree yesterday?
I hope not food.
Sardines and tomato sauce. Doesn't that sound good?
Do you ever look at the expiration date?
No. Sardines and tomato sauce.
Those things never expire.
That's true. Nate Olson Legal Group, great friends of ours, going to be joining us. Rob and Tavia Huffsenberger.
So it is Tavia. Tavia.
Did we say it wrong?
We did.
Okay.
We got that right now. It's Tavia.
It's Tavia.
Looking forward to them. Old Station 31 out in Dale. Great location. And they're going to talk about some of the stuff they create. And, of course, they're part of our top craft pick with Mino and the Mayor.
Love it. Kelly Northley, Fondy Famous and Oshkosh Famous.
So another content creator. You know, we had people on talking about what's going on. Wonderfully Wisconsin, all that kind of stuff. These guys really focus in on Fond du Lac. And now they're going to focus in on Oshkosh. So we're going to have them come in and have them tell us a little bit about some of the great stuff they've found.
Wow.
Fantastic. Then we got Pat Tracy coming in from Discover Oshkosh. He's always a treat.
Love him.
Absolutely. I also wanted to let you know that Nate Olson, right? His place is in the old fire station.
I'd love
to
see it.
He is ready for you to stop down there after the show.
I'll do it today.
Yeah.
That's that'd be fantastic.
You got time. You and Peter will go down there and you can check
it
out.
Absolutely.
All right.
Beautiful. Now, this is always fun being down here in Oshkosh. We always have great guests. Have a lot of fun with it. You know, one of the things that we're talking about, we did that little video thing, just kind of kicking it around with that great group.
Yeah.
Great production company. Respect in downtown Green Bay. Well, on Walnut Street in Green Bay. Phenomenal people to work with. I don't know what you're looking to do as far as, you know, like I said, instructional videos for your business or whatever. But boy, they do quality work.
And that guy we had in here, too.
Yeah. He was awesome. He was great, too. That was the last time we were here.
Alex from Mirrorless Productions.
You know, I had my own production company.
So I'm going to guess what that was kind of like. A lot of cassette tapes, right?
I just think when he I think he said it all when it was past tense.
Mino Productions.
Right.
Was it? Actually, I had two. One was Primetime Productions, and the other was Mino Productions.
I like Primetime Productions.
I know. Yeah. It was Brian Noble and I. The
name was good.
And that's where he did that TV show. Remember I showed you the thing with Ted Nugent and Tony Mandarich and myself and everything?
How did that go over?
Actually, the TV show was really great. It was an outdoor TV show called Hitting the Outdoors. And I shot it. I produced it. Did the whole thing. We did, I think, about 10 episodes. And we had Jake Leinenkugel as one of our big sponsors. It was just tough, though, because Brian was going through contract negotiations, and was he going to stay? And then he got hurt, and it's tough when you try to bank totally on something like that, and it's out of your control.
We had an A.J. Dillon thing, right? And we thought we had that great relationship with him at the Children's Museum. I'm sure he's still going to be involved in that, but he's just an anchor that you want to tie yourself to, and that happens. Exactly. That's industry.
But I loved it. I'm going to be honest with you. That was one of the most favorite things I've ever done, is doing that outdoor show. I loved it.
I got a TV question for you. Last night, I watched the debate. And then I was done, and Donna was watching a different show. She watches Survivor.
Really?
So I went down there to. She does.
I'm kind of surprised by that.
So I went down there, and she's watching it, and I'm like, this is so scripted. And she said, no. You guys, that's scripted, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Those.
Well, I know. Well, let me just say one thing.
There's a little tension between people, and they say the right thing at the right time to kind of build on it. I'm like, no, this is all scripted. She goes, no, it's not. I'm going to find out tomorrow.
Do you remember the first season of Survivor?
No, I didn't watch. I never watched it.
Okay, but let me just say, but it was, we did a huge thing at, remember Coach's Corner downtown?
Oh, yeah.
The bar?
Yeah.
We did a huge reveal party, whatever you want to call it back then, when it was back in the IXX days.
I tore that down too.
I know you did.
Thanks, Mayor.
They had the best bargain. You could pay like $20.
Yeah,
you get a hoodie and you get like beers for like $2 for 6 months. And pizza. Free pizza.
Well, we got to get away.
They cut it up in those little squares.
Got to get rid of that because that's a good thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Paid everything but his taxes.
Yeah. But anyway, we had one of the guys on. He was a local guy. Good looking guy. He was a blonde guy. He was down to the end. He didn't make it.
On Survivor from Green Bay?
Yeah. So that's why we did the big party with him. But anyway, we kept asking him somebody help me out. Who is the local guy in the very first Survivor?
You know what? Now that you say that.
One guy that got real famous. The bald guy who won it, who was always naked. Richard somebody.
Yeah, Richard somebody.
And then that Hasselback that parlayed that, whose husband was an NFL quarterback and played for the Packers.
Right, right.
Her brother. Yeah. Well, she was married to his brother, Tim, who also played in the NFL for a lot of years.
Oh.
But anyway, we kept asking him the questions you just said.
Joel Klug. Yeah.
And he was, can't say.
Okay.
They had like those non-disclosure things super tight.
For the advertising they have, and they have some great advertisers on that show, I just think they really keep you engaged.
Oh,
that's a pretty good show. And she just thinks it's happened. I'm like, no.
Listen, if you're in a situation like that, if you're chosen to be on Survivor, they want you to be over the top, dramatic, crazy, right?
You know the show.
Yeah.
By that point. You know what I mean? If you're going to be on.
I even got into it for a little while, but then it was, too many commercials. I left. No, I'm just kidding.
Those damn sponsors.
No, we love them. But it was on for 2 hours or 90 minutes or something.
Oh, was it a final thing?
I don't know. It was really, really good. And I just don't think that stuff just happens. I think that takes work.
No, there's some massaging that goes on with the producers. Yeah.
That's like, about the best he could say is there were themes.
If I knew that she was into it, we could have had her on weekly to do like Donna's recap or something, right?
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Well, the other thing, if you want to do recaps of anything, it's The Bachelor. Oh, my God. There was a Bachelor guy from Green Bay.
Wait a minute.
Remember him?
Can I just ask you something? What's it like being married to a single 23-year-old woman? Who has wine delivered to watch her shows?
Yeah, I don't.
All right, we got to set a quick break. We are in Oshkosh, WISS. We love being down here in downtown Oshkosh. We got a great lineup for you. Next coming up, Dr. Ryan Ames. He's going to try to find out why my eyesight is going. I'm just telling you, it's going. Nate Olson helped me out with some of my legal problems. Robin Tavia, Hopsenberger, Old Station 31, Mine when the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, Kelly Northley, Fondy Famous, Oshkosh Famous, and Pat Tracy Discover Oshkosh. And once again, Vintage Rose. I brought in some stuff with apple cinnamon strudel.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Tariff talk was the dominant conversation yesterday at the Professional Dairy Producers Business Conference. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. That conference continues today at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Chuck Nicholson, dairy economist on the UW-Madison campus, says dairy should stay engaged in the tariff conversation. While dairy's big business for Wisconsin, it's about a $9 billion a year export value for the United States. Lots of money, but just a drop in the bucket when it compares to other tariff targets. Nicholson says what you need to ask yourself, how many other countries are thinking about U.S. dairy?
Their decisions about those retaliatory tariffs are going to be the things that matter. And I think we learned in our experience in a previous Trump administration that other countries know that agriculture is kind of a particularly politically sensitive place where they can try to get back at us. And so whatever we do, they may retaliate in a way that's a little bit stronger and bigger in agriculture and dairy because they know that's something that gets people's attention in the United States.
Chuck Nicholson, he's a dairy economist on the UW-Madison campus. The Professional Dairy Producers Annual Business Conference wraps up this afternoon in Madison.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And Skelly's Farm Market in Janesville was selected as the 2025 Governor's Innovation Tourism Award. Skelly's started using cutting-edge technology back in 1998 to create corn mazes, something they continue to do today, plus developing a cutting-edge mobile app that guests can use. Skelly's Farm Market, along with Busy Barn in Fort Atkinson, Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover, and the Green Bay Packers NFL Draft Team in Green Bay, were nominated by the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can find out more at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are tracking a storm system that could bring showers, even a few thunder showers, late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Rain and eventually some rain changing to snow by Sunday. It's going to be windy too. But for now, sunshine today, 58. Tomorrow, we'll get to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Producer Jess P.S. here. Next time, Dom's back with Earl Ingram as co-host to discuss the ever-expanding campaign for Supreme Court of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
With Earl Ingram as co-host.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
40-year-old Joshua Denault, who faced 16 charges of sexual exploitation and child enticement, entered a no-contest plea in Brown County Court this week. The former Green Bay tennis coach is accused of taking several upskirt photographs of girls he was coaching. Judge Thomas Walsh found him guilty of the 6 felony child sex offenses he was charged with. Denault is out on bond, but will be sentenced on May 20th. If Wisconsin legislators and Governor Tony Evers do not come together to pass a new biennial budget by July 1st, the Green Bay Area Public Schools will see a $10 million to $12 million budget shortfall for the 2025-26 school year. Superintendent Vicki Bayer.
We are not the only district in the state of Wisconsin, 420 of us, that are facing a deficit, and many of them are depending on referendum to be able to keep their doors open.
District leaders are recommending freezing base wage negotiations, freezing wage increases for certain milestones, closing the virtual school, and transferring some insurance costs to employees to make up for the shortfall. Last night, police were called to Little Lake Butamore, south of the 9th Street boat landing in Menasha, to a report of a man yelling in the lake. Officers tried to reach the 67-year-old man with a throwable floating life disc, but they were not successful. An officer went into the lake to bring the man to shore. He was taken to the hospital, where he died. No other details have been released. Police from 4 additional law enforcement agencies helped the Menasha police find and arrest a person who was seen carrying a rifle near Menasha High School Wednesday afternoon. The high school was placed on lockdown, and the suspect was found quickly. Names have not been released. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Coming your way at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide and 1150.90 AM.
Ding, ding, ding. Nice job. Yeah.
Thank you. Forecast today, mostly sunny, high of 40. It's 31 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. Today is no smoking day. Every day should be a no smoking day. Todd.
Jim.
Jim.
Oh,
all you guys,
No. That was years ago. Doc, I'm older than you. We could smoke.
Dr. Ryan Ames in the house from Insight Eye Care.
We're going to get to the eyes, but first the lungs. We could smoke. Doc, when I was
okay,
in school.
Okay, this is something Mom would do. It could be somebody. It could be a professor of geography from school, but he's got the term doctor. So I've got corns on my feet that I just cannot.
That's like 3 feet away from what I know about. I got nothing. Yeah.
But when they would have the term doctor, it was all, everything. Medical questions.
Of course. Just
everything goodness. Yeah. It's also Good Samaritan Day, which should also be every day. Popcorn Lovers Day. Who would ever say I don't love popcorn? I mean, does anybody not love popcorn? You?
I don't love it. I don't get it when I go to the movie theater. No.
You're that weird guy.
Wow. Yeah, I'm the guy. I could eat it all day long.
Me too.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's better for you than people think, too.
The Whirly Pop?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Okay. Today's Kidney Day. Why does kidney have a day?
Well, because of kidney health, right?
Okay.
Kidney? Okay.
All right. We're going to start working on that. Yeah.
Doctor, the organ or the bean?
I believe it is the organ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Again, Conrad, could we have the bell when somebody comes out with a line like that?
That's a good one.
Is that too much to ask, Conrad?
I'm not thinking that broad.
Today is Canine Veterans Day. We'll talk with Nate Olson from Olson Legal Group when he comes in. Being in Iraq, I bet he dealt with the canine, because they use those big time in Iraq well. In our honor, what we should do for that?
What?
We should post when I did that thing for the Green Bay police and that dog attacked me.
I'll find it. I think there might be some vulgarities in that.
It's on YouTube.
We might
it's a
have
true
to
story.
That.
So I did a fundraiser for them, and they had one of their dogs. I'm like, it's all under control. And they had me in the big rubber suit. Well, I see this dog, and he's like twitching. He's like, what's it? And he's like looking at me with this weird thing. And he hit me so hard, smashed my head against the thing. They called.
That explains a lot.
I know, right?
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
the police officers were so concerned, they called the chief of police, and they said, well, it's John Minor. He goes, don't worry about that. But the thing is, they said, because I was different, normally they have people that the dog's sort of familiar with, and he doesn't perceive a real threat, but I was different, so it's like fresh meat. Plus, they had a wine and cheese and sausage a buffet there that night. So I think I was...
You weren't supposed to roll in it, though.
No, right. I was right. Dana Delaney today is 69 years old. Loved her from China Beach. Remember China Beach? Yeah. Great show. Neil Sedaka, one of your favorites, 86.
I like that stuff.
He's no Bobby Vinton. But.
Or Julie Andrews.
Or Julie Andrews.
Or my favorite of all favorites.
Liberace.
Liberace. Yeah. Liberace.
Welcome to our world, Dr. Yeah. Yes. So, Dr. Ryan Ames, Insight, I Care.
You are the eye expert.
Correct.
Tell me today how people are doing. Are eyes getting worse? Are they getting better? You know what I mean? Because they talk a lot about diets. We just had a lady on here talking about diabetes. And,
yeah, it's huge.
You know, people are very concerned about what we're consuming in food and then the environment. And what are we doing with eyes?
Well, yeah, there's a couple different things going on. So, yeah, diabetes is obviously huge. Yeah.
We had a lady on from the Blind Association the other day. And she wasn't like poor, pitiful me. She's like, now she's an advocate. I screwed up.
Yeah.
I didn't take good enough care of myself, even though the doctors told me to.
Right.
And I kind of didn't, and she lost her sight.
Yeah. Yeah. Diabetic retinopathy is the leading
cause. That's exactly what she said she had.
Yeah. It's the leading cause of preventable blindness in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, and it's one of those, it's preventable blindness. Yeah. It's not macular degeneration where it's just luck of the draw.
And what are people thinking? I can grow another pair of eyes? Once it's over,
and
it's
is that
over.
From diet?
Diet, not sugar, managing blood sugar levels, hemoglobin A1C level, all that stuff. And it's at a certain point, it is reversible. If we start seeing early changes and get things under control, we can, things can heal. But once you get too much damage, well, now you got scarring. And once a sensory organ has scarring, you're
test for that. When we go in and you put those machines that puff in the eye, is that the one that?
No. The air puff, the non-contact tonometer, NCT. NCT, it's a glaucoma test.
Oh, right? That's
so
right.
That's testing eye pressure. So it's a screening tool for glaucoma. We could talk for hours about glaucoma, but that's what that's screening for.
How do you detect early diabetes or something? Is it the color?
Diabetic retinopathy and diabetic changes, that's when we look inside the eye. So when we either do wide field imaging, so like big, like really cool, fancy photos, or a dilated eye exam. Dilated eye exam, still the gold standard. So put the drop in, make you uncomfortable for a couple
you walk
hours.
All your eyes are like, it's like, what do you want?
Yeah, we don't do it because we get paid extra for it. Yeah, it's just something.
I will say one thing. Don't lie to your eye doctor if they say, do you have somebody that's going to drive you?
Right.
Because I said, yeah, and I didn't.
Right.
And so they wear those big dark glasses, and you get outside. And the closest thing I can think about that, I remember one time when I was working with welders one day, and I didn't have the glasses on, and the guy started doing it. And I was just like, what I mean? Yeah. When that sun hit me, leaving that office, wow, you can't do it. It's terrible.
My favorite story is my dad, he's a retired optometrist now, and that's how I got into it. But when he was still practicing on a Friday afternoon, he needed an eye exam, so we dilated him, did the exam. He left. A couple hours later, we go to his house to have family dinner Friday night, and he has, he's like a little bleeding from his top of his head, his eyebrow, he's got a scratch on his nose. I'm like, what the heck just happened to you? I just saw you a couple hours ago. Well, he was walking around in the yard after being dilated without glasses on, he walked into a tree.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean, That's a serious thing trying to see after those drops.
Yeah, some people are more sensitive than others, but where are the sunglasses?
Oh, man.
But eyes, again, you only have two, and they don't grow up. And I don't know why somebody would say, well, I'm not going to listen to the doctor. I mean, that's some serious, serious stuff.
It is. Yeah.
But how often, right? It's every year, like we get a physical every year, eye exam every year.
Yeah, we recommend yearly eye exams as you get older. You know, once you're over 50, 60, well, now you need to be more diligent yearly, definitely. When you're a little younger, maybe every other year if everything's going well. But yearly is good. I always tell patients the reason you know that a yearly eye exam is good is insurance companies typically pay for it.
Right.
They're not in the business to pay for anything they don't have a return on investment on. The fact that they pay for a yearly eye exam, they know that if you get a yearly eye exam, it's going to save us money because we detect stuff early
down the road.
And it can get so expensive later on. And we don't spend enough on preventive things
preventative
here.
Care.
We just don't. We spend, I think, 2 cents out of every dollar or 1 cent and 99, 98 on the other side. We were talking when you first got here. I just and serious, too, but glasses, which I don't know what percent of people were. It's got to be close to half, right?
Yeah, and as we get older, you know, once you're over 40, everyone starts needing reading glasses. You know, 40, 45, that kind of hits everyone like a ton of bricks.
So glasses. Let's say you're married to someone who spends a lot of money on glasses.
They're my favorite. I like them.
And then do you have a number?
And then you work with a guy that spends...
There's nothing sexier than what you just said.
that spends $1.25.
Right.
Are those glasses the same if they say they are?
Typically not. The way there's huge disparities in the cost of glasses. Yeah, and we know that. Yeah, it's all over the place.
Well, like I said, though, mine have gone up. Yeah, they used to be a buck, another buck 25.
Yeah, buck 25. Yeah, watch out, Mino. Good thing you got that radio money.
He's saving up.
It's a really good thing.
So with the lenses, the lenses are what we care about. You know, the frames are cool because you can get the designer frames and everything. But the lenses, because we want to make you see. The lens quality is variable. There are some really good ones. There's some really crummy ones. On the extremes is if you had like a really high-end magnifying glass or a microscope, you can see things great. You have a crummy magnifying glass from the kid's insect kit.
Yeah.
Right. They're both a 2X magnifying glass, but you hold them up, you're like, oh, this one's better,
right?
Like the optical quality, there is a difference.
Although ones when you're a kid, and those things, you could still start a fire with them.
You could still start a fire.
Still kill the ants. Done that. Kill the ants. Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
They did what they needed to do.
But I completely agree. The disparity is it's hard to justify because it's not like it's twice as expensive, right?
I gotta ask you something. I told both these guys this. I really wanted to talk to you about this. I feel like my eyesight, my reading. I don't need anything from distance or anything. It's just reading, okay? Yeah. But I feel like it's really dropped over like the last year and a half.
Right.
And I'm wondering if it's because I buy these piece of crap cheap glasses.
I'd love to say that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no.
No, okay.
No, they're not damaging anything.
It's just an age thing then?
It's an age-related change. I usually tell patients. Yeah, diet. Totally diet.
But I never know. I don't know what power I am. So I'll buy like five pair. I'll buy like 150, 200, 250, 300, 350.
Right. Well, it depends on your working distance. The higher the strength, the shorter the working distance. So I have patients, you know, they need a 2X for their paperwork or a plus two rather. But then I say, hey, go get a 3 or a 350 for your tackle box when you need to tie a fly.
Oh.
Because now you can hold the thing, you know, a few inches from your face. You know, that you're not going to want to read a book there.
That's
but
awesome.
Taking a sliver out, hey, that's nice to have in the medicine box.
That is, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I remember my dad used to go fishing all the time, trout fishing. And he was fine reading, fine everything. But when you'd have to put that line through the little tiny hole in the hook, he needed something more.
Yeah, you need to bring it in closer.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Make it bigger. Right. So it's called proximal magnification.
And, cool. Okay. Tell me about the youth. There's these, sometimes a bus will come to our city.
Sure.
And testing. Do eyes... When do you know that you need glasses? Do they get progressively worse? I thought your eyes did something and then stayed at a level for years and years and then went down and stayed for level.
On average, right, people in their mid-20s start to stabilize, early mid-20s. That's why kind of the rule of thumb for like LASIK, for example, is like 21. That's kind of when I tell patients like you don't really want to think about it before that because you're still going to be moving. Early mid-20s, you start to level off. There's still always going to be little changes.
Okay.
You know, I will say off. One thing, though, it's in young people like that, they've got a lot more wearing eye gear playing sports.
Oh,
I've seen that a lot more. Yeah. Do you guys advocate that?
Oh, yeah. And the one I recommend the most is when you're doing a like Nerf Wars. I have seen so many eye injuries from the Nerf guns.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And so people get smacked in the eye. It's always after Christmas, you know, and the aunt comes in and is like, it's my own fault. I gave my 5-year-old nephew this and he shot me in the eye.
Wow.
And it's been red for a few days and now she has traumatic iritis.
Is that going to affect her for the rest of her life?
Because she saw me. She's going to be
good
fine.
Good point. Okay. Right,
yeah. so then we have to put them on steroids to knock that down. So those little darts, I looked it up and did the math on it once. They go like 45 miles an hour now.
Wow.
I mean,
let's be honest. Every person in this room, and I bet 90% of the people listening, had one kid in their school who got shot with a BB gun.
Oh, yeah, right.
In the eye, right? Yeah. Everybody had one of those kids.
Jim just looked at me like, what?
Not in the eye.
Yeah, but, oh, my God.
My pastor's kid shot me once. Yeah.
There you go.
A little more in a collection box, he lets you alone.
I'm just saying.
Look what a religion does for you.
Where'd that get you, Jim? We get set on a quick break. Dr. Ryan Ames, Inside Eye Care in Appleton and Oshkosh. This is really interesting stuff. Stick around.
Absolutely.
Outstanding. Have some strudel.
All right.
Back up this. For the life.
finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
You don't have to be obsessed with math in order to love Pi Day. Pi Day, 3.14, plus a bunch of other numbers that last forever, but 3.14, it is Pi Day. And you can celebrate Pi Day at the Mathnasium of East Appleton. They're having an open house, or a party, some would say. There's going to be snacks, games, pie-related activities, and everyone is welcomed. Friday, March 14th, from 4 till 6, get your Pi Day on. Go to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor coming your way at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, which is where we are right now, downtown in beautiful Oshkosh with Dr. Ryan Ames, Inside Eye Care from Oshkosh and Appleton. Tell us where you guys are, if you don't mind, Doctor.
Here in Oshkosh, we're right on North Sawyer Street, kitty corner to Lewards High School.
Oh,
so right over by West High School, too. And then in Appleton, we're over on Chain Drive by the Old Valley Fair Mall.
Oh. Fantastic.
And you're... Your services are obviously eye tests, but then you have a retail area too?
Yeah, so we have our clinic side, so we do a lot of medical eye care, but then we have the optical. And that's what we were talking before about how eye care is this unique profession where we do the medical stuff, and I'm doing lid injections and ordering MRIs on one half of the building, and the other half we're selling Oakleys. Yeah.
I think it's cool, though. I mean, what you're doing, this is because every single person in the world at some point is going to have an eye issue.
Right.
You can't get away from that.
Yeah.
And Jim mentioned something earlier, though. Is there any way you can prolong, the effects of all of a sudden your eyes kind of going on you?
Yeah, not too much.
Not much. is what it is.
It is what it is, especially like the need for bifocals. Yeah, like we were saying before, mid-early 40s, that hits all of us.
Okay, can I just be honest? I don't want to make this about me, but
yeah, sure.
Let's make it about me.
But let's just start go ahead today. And do it, right?
I had those ones. I couldn't wear them. I tried.
Like a bifocal?
Yeah, if I'm walking, my eyes would be in the wrong, and I'd be almost like, it takes some getting used to, doesn't it?
It takes a hot minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I always tell patients is if you wait till you need a reading power and then you get the bifocals, it's harder to get used to.
That's what I had. Right. That's exactly the way it was for me.
Yeah. So let's say you don't need anything for distance and you then need reading glasses, right? Taking the cheaters on and off, it's a pain.
It's
annoying, right? And they're never where you need them.
No, and you know what else I can't stand is the fact that there's almost like a people look down upon you if you wear remember you used to have the chains where you could have the glasses hanging?
Oh, yeah.
I would still do that on a daily basis, but you get ridiculed these days.
Right.
Don't do that.
The advantage of
Grandma
like
Martha
a, the
over
no-line
here.
Bifocal.
That's why I lose my glasses.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The no-line bifocal, you can put it on your face, right? You know, it covers up some of the bags under your eyes. You know, it's kind of nice.
He's very observant.
Yeah. Where did that come from? He's like a far away across the bow tie. Yeah.
The generic your.
Okay, just not you. We have a backup noise, which we'd be playing right now if we had that. If we had that with us. Right, right. Yeah. But you're saying every year people should come in. Insurances are pretty good about every year, too, you said.
Yeah, for the voter chart, yes.
All right. And insurance, a lot of people have optical insurance, right? Because it's not that expensive.
Yeah. I guess the vision coverage is not that much. A lot of medical insurances actually cover routine coverage as well.
The medical side of
right.
it.
Right. And then if you have diabetes, you have cataracts, you have even dry eye, you know, allergies. You come in and say, hey, my eyes have been itching for the last few months. Well, now that's medical. So that goes under your major medical insurance.
I'm going to say the word glaucoma is a scary, scary word.
Sure.
Okay. Because in our era, it's like, well, a person's going blind, you know, and that's just what you assume. But pretty much guys our age, Jim and I, got a little touch of that, right? Isn't that just a natural thing?
No.
Okay.
Glaucoma, that's something we should be watching for. But no, it's not. Not everyone has that. Cataracts.
I'm thinking of cataracts.
Yeah, and everyone's going to get cataracts. Yep. Okay. Once you're over 50, you got the start of them.
Got it.
So I always tell people, if you don't have cataract surgery, you should be crabby because that means you died early. So you want cataracts.
Do you do cataract surgery?
No, we do all the pre- and post-operative care.
Okay.
So patients come in, we diagnose it, determine, it's time for cataract surgery. Then we send you to one of the great surgeons in the area. We have a bunch of great cataract surgeons.
And those guys, that's a soup line. It's amazing how many they do in a day.
Yeah, they'll do 20, 30 of them a day.
What's the thing that was really popular years ago? Where you get it only takes like 2 seconds.
LASIK.
Yeah. Is that still a thing?
Oh yeah, it's huge still.
Oh,
yeah.
It is. Okay.
It's not nearly as big as it was. There was this huge balloon because it came up and like everyone was getting
everybody's in it. Had to wait a long time to get in even.
Yeah, and then a lot of the LASIK only clinics, a lot of them went out of business. Because
it wasn't back in a big of a market.
Yeah, but there's still a ton of LASIK happening. It's just everyone who wanted it got it. Right. Now it's just as people come of age.
I want to talk about your retail store and you said the name brands. I mean, you get these, you know, Ray brands and spend, way too much money on that.
Yep.
What about those glasses that they change, right? You're outside.
Transitions?
I couldn't get into
those. Those are big when I was in high school with the girls. That was huge.
I don't like not to get the girls.
Well, no. But when they'd be outside, they'd be one color. Then they'd come in from having their cigarette in high school. And they'd be a different
time, too.
But you knew what they were doing. What I'm saying is you knew they snuck outside to have the cigarettes because their glasses were a different color. They said they were going to the ladies' room or something, and they were outside in the alley. Yeah.
I mean, that's a personal choice, but I didn't like them. Is that popular?
It is. I believe it's something like 18% of the glasses in the U.S. are made. You know, so it's around 20%. So it's out of every 10. That's pretty, still significant.
I'm going to put you to the test. Could you put these on and tell me what power they are?
Oh, God, no.
No? Okay.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
You know, normally doctors are being, let me just take a go.
I've learned a long time ago not to make stuff up.
Right.
the transitions, once people get them, it's probably like 8 or 9 out of 10 get them again. So once people have them, most people like them. Not everyone.
Tell me about contacts. And I'm sure you sell those as well.
Contacts, yeah.
Is that more or less? I tried them.
I could never do it. I would never be able to physically do it.
Yeah. Well, the contact lenses, I've been wearing them since fourth grade.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah,
so I've had them forever. The youngest person I ever fit was 2 years old. Right.
No way. Wow.
Unique case. Taught parents how to take them in and out. And then now she's doing it herself. She had an interesting eye condition that she needed to wear a contact lens.
Wow.
My dad always tries to beat me. He fit a 6-month-old once.
Wow. That's nice family competition.
Yeah.
Hey, this has gone by way, way, way too fast. Yeah. Our time is up. Can we get you on again sometime?
Oh, absolutely.
This is fascinating stuff. And we can interact with some of the people with questions, too, if you would.
And your website thing. You've done it all, which I really like about it. You know, people can go there, everything from cataracts. Okay, where's your – can you get a website or something?
WisconsinInsight.com, WIinsight.com.
Outstanding. Can you give me a sell off air? Because I'll call you and tell you about some of the other problems.
I'll give you my partner.
Outstanding. Thank you.
This smart guy.
I know. Dr. Ryan Ames, Insight Eye Care in Oshkosh and Appleton. Thank you so much for being here. This is really fascinating. This is good stuff. Thanks very much. We got to send a quick break. When we come back, Nate Olson, Olson Legal Group, sponsor of our veteran segment.
Don't make no difference for me, baby. Everybody's had to fight to be free. A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Earl Ingram.
It's Thursday. We're excited to meet our pharmacist at Dr. Omar at 8 a.m., followed by Mandela Barnes in the second hour to discuss the April elections, the Supreme Court, and the state superintendent.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A senior official at the Kremlin says the 30-day ceasefire proposed by the U.S. and accepted by Ukraine would help Ukraine by offering a break to its military. No official announcement on whether the proposal is being accepted by Russia. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow today. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Canada today for a meeting with G7 leaders. Ukraine, military funding, and the impending trade war are all expected to be topics. Today marks 4 full weeks in the hospital for Pope Francis.
Pope Francis continues to undergo respiratory therapy during the day and at night at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. In its latest statement, the Vatican said a chest X-ray performed on Tuesday confirmed improvements in the pontiff's condition, which had been recorded by doctors over previous days.
ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge in Rome. Columbia University grad student Mahmoud Khalil will remain in detention in Louisiana until at least next week, while Trump administration tries to deport him. This is ABC News.